Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us right now is the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, who has, by the way, participated in this event for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Brad, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. And thank you very much for, again, lending your support and your voice to this. Wick Grosbeck was on yesterday representing the Celtics as well. And he sounded pretty excited about your basketball team this year.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, everybody's excited to get back and get started. I always say this about at the start of every year, all 30 teams in their first meeting have nothing but good vibes and good feelings. And obviously then the games start, and then, you know, you separate yourself if you play well. Obviously, we've got a lot of young, good players, guys that have accomplished something before, but are all shooting for more. And so we should come in plenty motivated to work the right way and to get ourselves as good as we can get.
Have you felt the expectations grow each year you've been here, or have you been able to kind of block that out?
Well, I think, you know, from my standpoint, that's a good thing. You know, we've wanted to improve. You know, I think the number one thing that we talk about on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis or a year-to-year basis is continuous growth. And so the nice part about this is that the expectations are where they are because of what these players have accomplished thus far. And I think that is a testament to them. And it's a challenge to all of us, but, you know, ultimately, you know, they've been responsible for the work and the growth of why we're where we are right now. And, you know, so I guess when you have expectations, maybe it's a good thing because you've done something to have people talking that way.
Boy, one of the biggest changes for your organization going into the season, Brad, is you now have what I think is the Taj Mahal of practice facilities. It's right next door to where we work. The Auerbach facility is up and running. Your players just must be dazzled by this.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, and I've said this multiple times now. They, you know, it feels like so much. It is so beautiful. They did not skip any steps. And, you know, from our offices to the kitchen and the dining area where the guys are to all of the amenities in the strength and training and pools and sleep. It's just amazing, let alone two beautiful courts side by side. So we're very, very lucky. And I think it'll be something that not only, you know, helps us to attract and retain, you know, free agents, but then also, and probably just as importantly, is guys won't want to leave. It's a place where you can kind of get lost, and it's a fun place to be.
Now, last year you never had your full roster together, and I think going into this season, one of the questions is not just is there enough minutes, is there enough shots? You know, are guys going to be willing to give up maybe some of their stats for the success of the team? From the outside, guys like Dale and I can say, oh, it's a good problem to have, but it's your problem to have, Brad. Have you thought about how,
right,
you know, these guys are going to be able to, you know, all work together and go in the same direction, even if it means sacrificing a few individual stats?
Well, if we don't, we won't get what we want. So, obviously, ultimately, when you bring guys back like Gordon and Kyrie that play a lot of minutes, you know, we have to utilize our depth as a real positive and not make that something where it can be misconstrued the other way. I think at the end of the day, we've got a lot of guys that can play. We've got a lot of guys that have proven that they can play. And, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy for guys to play, you know, a little bit less here or there, or maybe play 28, 29 minutes one night, 19 to 22 the next. But that's part of what being on a good team is all about. And, you know, it's one of those things that if we're able as a group to all keep our focus on the main prize, then you know, then those things will be very manageable, because winning's the most important thing.
Brad, I've mentioned you don't have to be in town very long to understand what the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute are all about, and you have helped us out on this event for a couple of years now. When did you become aware? How soon after you arrived in town did you become aware of it?
Yeah, very soon. I mean, we do our annual trek to the hospitals over in that area. Certainly, been and spend a lot of time over at Boston Children's and the great work that they do, and then also obviously at Dana-Farber. And, you know, one of our first trips, Tracy and I, was over to Dana-Farber. And I think I've told this story before when I've been on with you guys, but we had a close family friend who was my son's best friend in Indiana that was going through a clinical trial for his second bout with neuroblastoma at 11 years old. And so as we took the Dana-Farber tour, we thought one of the most fun parts and one of the most interesting parts was that when we went into the basement, all of the research labs, they were basically saying that you could sponsor a zebrafish because they did all of their testing on these zebrafish, and one of the tests that they were running was on neuroblastoma. So the first time that we participated with the Jimmy Fund / Dana-Farber was in sponsoring a zebrafish, and you know, a few years later, you know, we're happy to say that it's been a great partnership for us. We're excited about helping in any way that we can. But more importantly than that, Brady's buddy is doing great. And it's amazing all the strides that are being made all across the country in cancer research.
Brad, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to lend your voice and lend your support to this cause. You've done it since you came to town. And best of luck in the upcoming season. We're looking forward to watching your team play again.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.